台，弟兄姊妹，你唱这首诗歌。
I want to ask brothers and sisters the hymn we just sung.
这是一首我们弟兄姊妹都很熟悉的诗歌。
This is a hymn that many of us are familiar with.
那么我想请问你，如果你选一节。
So I want to ask you, brothers and sisters, if you were to pick one stanza,
这个、
one phrase,
这个诗歌里面的金句 keyword.
What is the keyword in across each of these stanzas and phrases?
Chris, you mean?
Chris.
Guest.
Yeah.
Okay. 那个 Chris.
The other Chris.
Chris Chen.
Chris Chen.
Victor. Okay. 好，我们这个 victory， 这个得胜是靠什么？
This overcomer, what is it dependent upon?
刚才我们弟兄领事已经 pick up 讲出来哈，是因着加利山的十字架。
So the brother leading the hymn had already mentioned it. It's through Calvary.
我们的基督生活，得胜者生活，这个 key， 这个金句。在这个诗歌里面，因着加利山的十字架。
The overcoming life of a Christian, that key word is through Calvary.
所以在副歌里面，我们作诗的这位姊妹一直在副歌里面重复这一句。
So in that hymn, the author of that hymn keeps emphasizing that phrase.
好，我们今天想交通这个题目叫得胜者。
So this morning we want to share on the topic of overcomer.
或者我们说得胜者的生活。
Or the life of an overcomer.
或者我们再啰嗦一点是基督徒的得胜生活。
Or another way of putting it is the Christian's overcoming life.
那么之前呢，我想今天我们时间有限，我们只从简短的从三个方面我们交通一点。
So we're going to share from three simple points of view.
第一点呢，就是说神呼召我们，神拣选我们以后，神给我们是什么样的生命。
So the first point is, what is the kind of life that God has given us after He has chosen us?
那么第二个点呢，就是我们的经历。
And the second point is our personal experience.
那么第三个点呢，我们要碰一下，就是怎样我们才能够有一个得胜的生活。
And the third aspect is, what can we do to achieve this overcoming life.
好，那么我们先来读第一个部分，我们读神的话，在罗马书第五章，第六章。
So the first passage we're going to read from Scripture is Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章，我们读第五节到第六节。
So we're going to read Romans chapter 6 from verse 5 to 6.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this,that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
我们重点看一下这一段，我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So, the key phrase you want to look at is, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
好，哥林多前书第一章。
And then 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
这都是我们弟兄姊妹很熟悉的话。
It's a...verse that many of us are familiar with.
哥林多前书第一章的第三十节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But by his doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
神使基督成为我们的义。
It is by his doing that in Christ Jesus he became to us righteousness.
这个不得了的事情，弟兄姊妹。
This is an amazing thing, brothers and sisters.
我们是 与神隔绝的人以前。
We were once separated from God.
我们是罪人。
And we were sinners.
我们活在罪中。
And we lived in sin.
今天基督成为我们的义。
Today, Christ has become our righteousness.
我们怎么想都想不通的。
How can we even fathom this idea?
像我们这样的人怎配称为义？
How can someone like us be considered worthy to be called righteous?
但是神的话在这里非常清楚说，基督成为我们的义，成为你我的义。
But the Bible here clearly tells us that Jesus has become to us righteousness, you and my righteousness.
然后不但如此，基督成为我们的圣洁。
And not only that, but Christ has become our sanctification.
圣洁这个字。
Sanctification.
你我有吗？
Do you and I have that?
以前读到这一节的时候。
Before, when we came to this passage in the Bible,
在我自己里头常常觉得好像过不去。
In my own personal study, I felt like I couldn't live up to that standard.
圣洁。
Sanctification.
太大，太高了。
It's so great, it's so high.
根本不敢去想，不敢去碰。
How can I even dare to think about it or even touch upon it?
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
主的话是那么清楚。
God's word is so clear.
基督成为我们的圣洁。
Christ has become our sanctification.
所以我们敢说基督是我的义，是我的圣洁。
So that's why we can dare to say that Christ has become our righteousness and sanctification.
当然，基督是唯有基督是我的救赎。
Of course, only Christ is our redemption.
好，我们再往下读，哥林多前书第六章。
So now let's continue reading 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章的十一节。
Chapter 6, verse 11.
你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净成圣称义了。
Such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God.
已经洗净成圣称义了。
But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified.
弟兄姊妹，每当我们思想这些主的话的时候，
Every time we come to reflect and meditate on God's word,
我们只有低头敬拜。
We can only bow our heads in worship.
怎么可能的事情？
How can something like this happen?
神说我们在他面前成圣称义了。
God says that before him we are sanctified and justified.
我们再往前看以弗所书。
And let's continue to read in the book of Ephesians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第四节。我们读第四节。
We'll read verse 4.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们。使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按照自己旨意所喜悦的，义定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him, in love he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself.According to the kind intention of his will.
你看看这里啊，圣洁无有瑕疵。
Take a look at this, holy and blameless.
然后呢，借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
And then, what? To be predestined to us, predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ.
这个又是不得了的事情，弟兄姊妹。
This is another amazing thing, brothers and sisters.
不是做奴仆啊。
We are no longer slaves.
是儿子啊。
We are now sons.
弟兄姊妹想想今天。
Brothers and sisters, think about today.
你的儿女在家。
Your children are at home.
他们不是奴仆啊。
They are no longer slaves.
是生在家里的。
They are born in the household.
是有你生命的是你的儿女啊。
They have your life. They are your children.
这是何等的身份啊。
This is a great...portion.
以前我们与神无份无关的。
Before, we were separated from God.
以前我们完全是下火湖的等着。
Before, we were destined to hell.
今天竟然是得到儿子的名分。
But now today, we have received this adoption as sons.
好，我们再往下看第二章。 以弗所第二章。
So next, let's continue reading Ephesians chapter 2.
十九节。
Verse 19.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints, and are of God's household.
我们只是把几处关乎神拣选我们、呼召我们、我们所得到的这个恩典，我们选几处圣经怎么读一下。
So we wanted to touch on these different passages that talk about the grace that we've received from our Lord Jesus during this time.
从神的话里面是多么清楚地看见他呼召我们是何等荣耀的一个。
From these various passages, we can see how God has called us unto this glory, and this is such a wonderful inheritance, this portion that we have received.
而且他要把你我之中渐渐都磨成神儿子的样式。
And in addition, He wants to conform us and mold us into the image of His Son.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
这是神荣耀的旨意要成就在你我身上。
And this is God's glorious will which He desires to accomplish in you and me.
好，但是
But
从神的话
But from God's word
从你我基督徒的经历当中
From our Christian experience
不管你们刚受浸的也好
Whether you are newly baptized
或者我们信主三年、五年、十年、八年
Or those of us who believed in the Lord for 3 years, 5 years, 8 years, or 30 years to 50 years,
我们都认识到三件事情。
We all come to know three things.
第一个就是刚才我们读的神的话。
First is what we read, God's word.
神定规要我们基督徒活出他所拣选我们的那个生活，基督徒正常基督徒生活。
God has ordained us to live out a life worthy of His calling, a normal Christian life.
或者我们应当活出那个生活
or the life that we should be living out
第二点
second point
但是我们当我们看我们自己的时候
but when we come to look at ourselves
我们发现我们活不出来
we realize that we are unable to live out that life
我们发现我们做不出来
we realize we're not able to do those things
第三个点
the third point
我们只好承认
we can only confess
我们必须承认
and we must confess
从古到今
that from the beginning until now
只有一个人活出基督徒的生活
there's only one man that has been able to live out Christ's life
活出神标准的生活
to live out that life accurately before God
就是基督
and that's Christ himself
当我们这样看见的时候
so when we come to see this
我们就知道我们的路在哪里
we know where our road is
当我们这样看的时候
When we look at it from this point of view
我们也知道我们失败的经历在哪里
And we also know where it is that we fall in our experience
当我们说到得胜的时候
When we speak of overcoming
它的另一面就是失败对不对
On the other side of overcoming is failing, falling, right?
它的另一面就是软弱
On the other side is weakness
失败不可怕的
ToFail is not scary.
软弱也不是可怕的。
Weakness is not scary.
问题是我们看见谁是让我们得胜、过得胜生活的主。
The question is, who is it that enables us to overcome?
我们的经历告诉我们。
Our experience tells us.
我们想不骄傲。不骄傲。
Oh, not to be arrogant.
但是我们里头有骄傲。
But,In us, we have arrogance.
哎呀，我们想不嫉妒啊。
We think not to have strife of jealousy.
但是我们会有嫉妒的心。
But we are still jealous.
哎，我们想学宽恕啊。
We want to learn to embrace others.
但是我们发现我宽恕了 Jason， 但是 Chris 我没办法宽恕。
But I may think that I'm able to embrace Jason, but not Chris.
哎，我们想学温柔啊。
We want to learn to be gentle.
哎，但是我们今天学好，明天又变了。
But we may learn that today, and tomorrow may be different.
哎，我们很想学这个谦卑下来。
We may want to learn humility.
哎呀，但是我在这个众人面前好像表现得很谦卑。
And before people, I may appear humble.
但是我换一个环境呢，我又变了。
But then in a different environment, I may change.
等等等等弟兄姊妹
etc. etc. brothers and sisters
你我都有这样的经历
you and I all have this experience
不管你年幼
whether you're young
不管你年轻
or you're very young
或者你年长
or you're old
还是你有多少年的经历
you have x number of years of experience
我们都实在承认我们有软弱
we all confess that we have weaknesses
我们有失败
and we have our failures
我们常常活不出这个得胜的生活。
Many times we are unable to live out that overcoming life.
所以很多时候我们确实陷在一个苦恼里头。
So a lot of times we are in this miserable state.
陷在一种很失望的这个境界里头。
And we feel hopeless.
因为我们看自己实在觉得真是不容易。
Because when we look at ourselves,We think, truly, it's not easy at all to live that kind of life.
如果一个基督徒跟你说、啊、基督徒生活很容易
If a Christian tells you, oh, Christian life is easy,
你知道他生命还很诱人
You know that he has much to learn in his life.
当你这条路越走
But as you walk further in this
你走得越久
walk, The longer you walk,
你也看到自己的无能
You'll see your own failures.
你也看到自己的软弱
And you'll see your own weaknesses.
我们来看保罗怎么说
Let's see what Paul has to say about this.
保罗让我们看见得胜的路在哪里
Paul shows us where the path is to the overcoming life.
保罗让我们看见他的一生是怎样从失败、软弱成为一个得胜者。
Paul shows us throughout in his life what it was that enabled him to overcome his weakness and failures.
加拉太书第二章二十节，我们都很熟悉。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, we're all very familiar with it.
保罗说我已经与基督同钉十字架
Paul says I have been crucified with Christ
现在活着的不再是我
And it is no longer I who live
乃是基督在我里面活着
But Christ lives in me
保罗这个经历
Paul's experience
也应该是我们的经历
Should also be our experience
保罗这个话
Paul's words
是他生命的经历
Is words from his own personal experience
这个话弟兄姊妹都熟悉
Brothers and sisters, we're all familiar with this passage.
但是在你我的身上有没有经历
But in our lives, do we experience this?
这个是重点
That's an important point.
我们中文可以把它总结成八个大字
And in Chinese, we can break this down to eight parts.
不再是我
It is no longer I.
乃是基督
But Christ.
这是秘诀
That's the main point.
这是保罗的秘诀
And that's Paul's secret
这也是基督徒生命的得胜生活的秘诀
And that is the secret to living out the overcoming life
换句话说也是你我要过正常得胜生活起步的一个点
And that is a key point to living out that overcoming life as a Christian
不再是我
It is no longer I
乃是基督
But Christ
这八个字就得胜
These eight words equate to overcoming.
如果这八个字在你我的里头成为实际
If these eight words are reality in our lives,
或者在你我生命当中一天一天经历出来
and, or if this is an experience that we live out day by day,
感谢主
Thank God.
你会有，你将有，你一定会有一个正常的得胜的基督生活。
Then you will, you must, you have to have that overcoming life of Christ.
我们要感谢主。
We have to thank our God.
得胜不是靠我们自己。
Overcoming is not by our own strength.
得胜乃是靠主。
Overcoming is by trusting
God. 你我蒙恩是靠着神的恩典。
Because even you and I were saved by the grace of God.
你我得胜也要靠他恩典。
And you and I, we overcome by the grace of God.
我们来读一下哥林多前书十五章。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
十五章的五十七节
Chapter 15 verse 57
林前十五章十五章五十七节感谢神使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜
So 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 57 But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ
也有可以这么翻译哈感谢神借着我们的主耶稣基督赐给我们得胜
Or another way to say it is But thanks be to God Through our Lord Jesus Christ Who gives us the ability to overcome.
得胜是主赐给我们的。
Overcoming is given to us by
换句话说,
God.
得胜是恩赐。
So overcoming is grace.
不是工匠, 不是赏赐。
It's not works.
赏赐是因为是一个工价，是因为你劳苦得来的工价。
Wages are a result of works that we do.
恩赐是白白的恩典。
And a gift is all grace.
所以我们说得胜也是因着主。
So to overcome is also only from the Lord.
得胜也是神的恩典。
And overcoming is also from the grace of God.
我们的有位将近百岁的老弟兄。
And we have a brother who's over 100 years old.
最近我们内组查这个启示录，我们常常提到这位老弟兄的经历。
And many times when we study the book of Revelation, we talk about this brother's experience.
我们这位老弟兄他说他每天在主面前他是从零起开头，从零。
And so this elder brother has shared with us before that every morning it begins with the Spirit.
换句话说，每天是来仰望主的恩典。
In other words, every morning we look to God's grace.
我们的弟兄不再回头看过去这99年他的经历。
This brother does not look back at his life in the previous 99 years.
他不再去翻那个老的黄历了。
He no longer looks at the old calendar.
Calendar. 对 calendar. 我们今天哈，现在很少有那种以前还有那种台历，对不对？就是每一天有一张那个 daily.
We no longer may have those daily planners, calendars.
以前挂在墙上，对不对？然后呢，今天十月九号，好，是一张，有没有？以前常常是这种 calendar, 每天的。
Those Chinese calendars where it's a piece of paper with each date and you rip out the sheets of paper as the date goes by.
现在好像都变成月历了，对吧？一个月一个月一个月的。
And now it's displayed on a month-to-month basis.
我现在觉得那个这个日历啊，我们中国人叫日历，其实蛮好的。
So how the Chinese people say it as a day,
daily calendar. 弟兄姊妹，年轻的可能不大记得，其实我们都用嘛。你在每一张每一天，对。
And the young may not remember this, but every day.
你看那个在那个日历上面，你会写，比如说昨天是四月八号啊，有什么事情？四月八号啊，记下来。四月九号啊，要怎样怎样，都有或者有什么事情，你还可以记，对不对
？So back then on these daily calendars, if it's October 8th, you may write down what you did, what happened, and then October 9th, you may do the same thing, right?
好。今天十月九号，四月八号那张就翻过去了。
So today is October 9th, so the October 8th we'll turn the page.
换句话说，那个四月八号就是黄历了，就是已经过去了。
So to say that October 8th has already passed.
你现在今天是十月九号，二零一六年。
So today is October 9th, 2016.
今天过去，明天这一页我们就翻过去了。
So when today passes, then we turn the page and we start a new day.
神要我们每天来到他的面前。
God wants us to come before him daily.
神给我们供应的是玛纳，新鲜的玛纳。
And God gives us fresh manna every day.
我们再说到那个老弟兄啊。
And let's speak of this brother again.
起码在我的记忆里头。
In my memory,
极少听到我们这位年长弟兄提到啊，我当年在上海如何如何。
Oh, if only in Shanghai, I dot dot dot.
我在香港、菲律宾怎样怎样。
That if only in Hong Kong and Philippines, I, you know, dot dot dot.
当然有讲，有时候我们听到他讲他软弱的那些地方。
Of course, he speaks of his weaknesses.
换句话说，我们真是在主面前看见，从我们这些年长弟兄身上确实学的功课。
So.In other words, we can learn from the experiences of these older brothers.
过去的已经过去了。
That the past has already been passed.
每早晨，神的怜悯跟慈爱都是新的。
Because we know that the Lord's loving kindness and compassions are new every morning.
以前我不是很理解明白这句话对我来讲是什么样的意思。
So before I never really understood the meaning of that verse.
在耶利米哀歌里头，耶利米先知耶利米在那么悲哀，在那么艰难困苦的环境里头。
The prophet Jeremiah in that miserable, when he was in that suffering state.
他说我们得以存活，真是乃是因着你的怜悯慈爱。
He says that it is because of the Lord's loving kindness that we are able
to live. 而且这些每早晨都是新的。
And these are new every morning.
什么意思啊，弟兄姊妹？
What does it mean, brothers and sisters?
我自己的感觉理解。
My own feeling and experience.
是的，神的慈爱没改变的。
Yes, God's loving kindnesses never change.
但是神在你我身上，每早晨我们有没有感觉这个慈爱怜悯是新的？
But brothers and sisters, in our life, do we experience that this loving kindness is new every morning?
我这个人昨天何等不堪。
Before, I may have done something in my life that was
早晨来到神的面前。
Not good, but now I can come before God in the morning.
神的恩典怜悯仍然在我身上。
And God's grace and mercy is upon me.
所以你就说，他的信实何其广大。
And that results in us to say that great is his faithfulness.
他要救你我，救我你我到底。
And he will save us to the very end.
我们再看保罗，回到保罗怎么说啊？
And let's return to what Paul has to say.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第二章我们也是弟兄姊妹很熟悉的啊。
Philippians chapter 2, it's a verse we're all very familiar with.
十二节。
Verse 12.
Sorry, 第三章。
Chapter
3. 十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 12.
保罗怎么说呢？这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督，所以得着我的。
Chapter 3, verse 12. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
十三节。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Verse 13, Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
好，我们从这个点上，我们来看一下保罗的话，保罗的经历，让我们看见基督徒的得胜生活的路。
So from this point, we can take a look at Paul's life and experience to see what is the path to be an overcomer.
我们记住忘记背后，努力面前的。
To remember that we have to forget what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead.
2016年10月8号已经过去了。
October 8th, 2016 has already passed.
以前怎样的得胜，怎样的属灵 it's 过去了。
How we overcame spiritual matters has already passed.
当然在神面前都会纪念你。
Of course, God will remember that.
我们在主面前的劳苦奉献等等。
God remembers our labor, God remembers our offering, etc.
这个话，保罗这个话是对于你我来讲，我们是忘记背后。
But Paul is speaking to you and I that we forget what lies behind.
努力面前的。
And reach forward to what lies ahead.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们的得胜生活是必须要依靠仰望主。
That our overcoming life is to always look to the Lord.
我们不能再把昨天的经历，得胜的经历搬用到今天了。
We cannot take our overcoming life from yesterday and bring it forward to today.
换句话说，我们记得以色列人在耶利哥得胜了。
For example, we know that the Israelites overcame
Jericho.
Overcame Jericho.
Okay. 耶利哥是大城。
Jericho was a great city.
但是他们在爱城失败了，爱城是小城。
But they failed in the city of Ai.
这不等于说你可以把大的耶利哥打下来，你就可以把小的爱城照样打下来。
So you see here that just because you can overcome a great city like Jericho doesn't mean you can overcome a little city like Ai.
换句话说，你不能用昨天的经历、得胜的经历来对付今天的难处。
So in other words, you cannot take your overcoming experience from the past and use that to overcome today.
你不能把昨天得胜的经历来对付今天属灵上的难处。
And you cannot take your overcoming experience from the past and use it to apply it to your difficulties currently.
我们再说，昨天是历史。
So we have to see that the past is history.
我们需要有新的能力从神而来的，来对付今天新的属灵的难处。
So we need new strength from the Lord to overcome today's spiritual battles.
当主给我们新的难处，给我们新的试炼，我们需要再得到神新的恩典，新的供应。
So when we receive new difficulties and new challenges from the Lord, we need to look to the Lord.To receive new grace and new provision from Him.
换句话说，没有一个得胜是永远的。
In other words, there is no overcoming experience that's forever.
我们是不断的、每天的、每时的活在主面前，谦卑活在主面前，求他的恩典。
So every day, every second, we need to always come before the Lord to seek His grace, to seek His help.
我们的经历也告诉我们，若非主的圣灵在你我深处做工说话，把主的话说给我们。
Yeah, we always have to ask the Holy Spirit to speak His words to us.
你我是没有力量来行走每一天的路的。
So unless we have God's word in us, we are unable to walk our daily life as a Christian every day.
以往的历史不能帮助我们。
Even Our experiences in the past cannot help us.
我们需要重新得力。
We need to, again, every time, repetitively, to gain strength from the Lord.
就好像今天早晨你必须要启用你的早餐。
Just like this morning, you need to eat your breakfast.
神要我们今天早晨来取他的玛纳。
God wants us to go out and gather manna from Him.
神要在我们这样的经历里头有一个有一个需要求他的心。
God wants us to have the spirit to always seek Him and to seek after Him.
因为我们这个人呢，很容易啊，觉得这圣经我读的不少了。
Because it's so easy for us to think that, well, I've read the Bible. I haven't read the Bible few times. I've read it many times.
属灵的书我也读了不少了。
And I've read many spiritual books.
我经历也不少啊。
And my experience has been abundant.
所以今天我面对这件事情，我自然有一套方法，我来应付它。
So I have a specific strategy to treat certain experiences.
我自然觉得，哎，我以往曾经这样怎样怎样过。
And I know that when a certain kind of situation happens, I know the steps to execute in order to overcome that.
那今天我可以把这个模式放到这里来。就解决问题吧。
And so now I can take the same steps and process and apply to this and solve that problem.
忘记背后，努力面前的。
Forget what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead.
神在我们各样的环境中安排所有的一切。
God has arranged many circumstances in our lives.
是要我们里头有一个仰望他的心。
It's so that we can have a heart that always looks to Him.
要让我们看见，要我们承认我们以往的过去了。
He wants us to see that everything.In the past is in the past.
要让我们承认不能靠过去的得胜来过今天的生活。
He wants us to acknowledge that we cannot use our past overcoming experiences to apply to today's current struggles.
神要我们每天来在他面前。
God wants us to come before him daily.
这真是我们年轻的、年长的弟兄姊妹都要在主面前学的。
This is a lesson that both young and old need to learn.
没有别的路。
There is no other way.
我自己在自己身上这几十年确实只有这个感叹。
In my own personal experience of these decades, I also come to acknowledge that this is true, this experience.
你今天站在这里交通。
Here, you stand to fellowship.
你明天早晨起来，你仍然要把忘记背后，努力面前。
Tomorrow, you have to forget what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead.
重新 谦卑的俯伏在神面前取当天的供应。
To again come with humility before the Lord to seek and receive His daily provision.
我再说话，我们真是感谢主，因为他每早晨他的怜悯慈爱都是新的。
We truly want to thank and praise our Lord because His mercies are new every morning.
你我只要有一颗要的心。
As long as we have this desiring heart.
这个很要紧的。
This is the most important.
你要不要求主？你要不要要主？
It's your heart.
你需不需要他
？Do you want him? Do you need him?
或者你饿不饿？今天早晨
？Or are you hungry this morning?
你渴不渴
？Are you thirsty?
如果你渴了，你饥了
，If you are thirsty,
我们真是感谢赞美主。
Then we thank our Lord.
因为你必须要来吃取马拉。
Because you will go out and gather the manna.
这位慈爱的神，这位信实的主，他一定供应你。
This God of love and this faithful God, He'll definitely help you.
新的马拉
to give you new manna.
这个是每天你我需要在主面前所取用的。
This is something that you and I need every day.
没有这个新的东西
without this new thing,
我们实在不知道怎么往前走。
We will not know how to move forward.
没有一个人说敢说。
No one can dare to say.
我知道这条路。这条路怎么走
？I know how to walk this path.
这样说是表示还幼嫩。
If someone says something like that, you know that they still have much to learn.
这条十字架道路是需要主的恩典怜悯来带领我们。
The way of the cross requires God's grace and mercy to lead us.
我们真是感谢主。
We truly want to thank our Lord.
他要带我们到一个地步。
He wants to lead us to a place.
让我们看见我们自己是软弱的
，so that we can see how weak we are。
我们是无能的
，that we are unable。
我们的肉体里头是没有良善的
，that there is no good in our flesh。
我们的肉体里面有的是骄傲
，that our flesh has pride。
我们里头肉体里头有的是拦阻神圣灵的话的供应
，and our flesh is opposed to the word of God。
所以，如果你我一直很自信
，so if you and I are very selfish，
我们在神面前没有个自卑的心
，and we don't have a humble heart，
我们没有那个需要
，then we don't have that need。
我都差不多了
，says I'm fine。
就好像现在老底家就我已经富足了
，it's like someone may say，
我很富足
，I'm already blessed。
Yeah， 我已经很饱了
，I'm full。
Yeah， 这样一个地步，到这样一种光景，这样一个地步，你不可能进步了。
When you've come to that point in your life, then you know that there's no room to improve.
这样的光景只表示你已经坠落了。
That kind of condition only tells, will only be a sign for you that you have fallen.
不可能再往前走了。
That there's no more path to move forward.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may God have mercy on us.
我们再看保罗的经历一个点，第二个点。
Let's take another look at Paul's life at the second point.
林哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians,
十二章
chapter 12,
第九节
verse 9.
他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力。”
Verse 9, and he has said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.
所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses.
这个夸自己里面的夸字的原文呢，有那个荣耀的意思。
In the original language, boast has a flavor of glory.
所以保罗这里意思说，我更喜欢夸我自己的软弱。
So here Paul is saying, I love even more so to boast about my weaknesses.
这是荣耀。
This is glory.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
这样让基督有机会在我身上显出他的能力来。
So it's only through this that The power of Christ may dwell in me.
所以他说，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
So that's why it says, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.
这个很美丽啊。
This is very beautiful.
因为我们是瓦器。
Because we are vessels.
哎，我们是经不起敲打的。
瓦器。We are vessels that can be are weak and can be broken.
但是我们有宝贝在里面。
But we have a treasure in us.
呀，当我们承认我们是瓦器。
When we confess that we are vessels.
很多时候其实我们不承认我们是瓦器。
But many times we do not confess that we are vessels.
很多时候我们觉得自己很宝贝。
We actually think that we're very precious.
对不对？我们觉得我是金器啊。
We think that we are a golden vessel.
哪里像瓦器？
Not an earthen vessel.
哎，我们这样的人。
We this kind of people.
留美的这些，啊，留美博士学士啊。
Who love to learn.
不，都是这个留学美国的这个高材生，啊，就是这个。博士 doctor 啊。
Oh, okay. We're all like doctors and PhDs.
我们对对对对，我们都是一些优秀的人才。
We are very, we are people that look very not proud. We look good on paper, I guess, right?
对，我们都是高级知识分子。我们更通俗的话啊，都是高级知识分子。
We all like to.Look like we are well educated.
Very well educated.
Very well educated.
所以呢，我们这些人怎么像瓦器呢？
So how can we be like earthen vessels?
所以你怎么都觉得好像有点委屈，对不对？
So no matter how you see it, it's sad, right?
但是保罗，
But Paul,
保罗学问比你有多吧？
But Paul's learning is far exceeds ours.
保罗比你有聪明吧？
Paul is smarter than us.
保罗的经历比你有多吧？
Paul's experience is more than you and I, right?
但他说夸我只夸自己的软弱。
But he says, I will rather boast about my weaknesses.
保罗是绝顶聪明的。
Paul is very intelligent.
我讲这个话是他在主里面真是绝顶聪明。
I'm saying that in the Lord he is very intelligent.
因为他经历了，他看见了自己的软弱无能。
Because he sees.His weaknesses and his faults.
他从神的启示的亮光里头，神生命的话语里头，看见人的可悲、可无能。
From the light of God's word, from the revelation of His word, he sees how weak he is.
所以保罗在这里说，我喜欢夸自己的软弱。
And so that's why here Paul says that.Most gladly, I will boast about my weaknesses.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有时候说啊，我这个人很软弱，最近。
So brothers and sisters sometimes will say, I feel so weak.
哎，我最近啊，这个有点失败啊。
Recently, I fell. I stumbled.
两面来看啊，这个问题。
There's two sides to see this problem, to see this question.
一面来说，我们当然不愿意说。不要落在一个软弱的处境里头。
On one hand, we don't want to be in a condition, a weak state.
我们也不应该在一个失败的境遇里头，对不对？
And we should not have this mindset and being in this environment of just feeling constantly in this weakness.
但是，
but
软弱是你我一定有的。
But weakness is something that you and I all have.
那么软弱了怎么办呢？
So then what do we do about this weakness?
看保罗。
Take a look at Paul.
夸自己的软弱。
He boasts of his weaknesses.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
我虽然软弱。
Even though I am weak.
我依靠主。
I trust in the Lord.
我虽然失败。
Even though I may fall.
但是加略山的十字架已经得胜了。
But I have overcome by, through Calvary.
我虽然是这样的不堪
even though I'm someone who's not worthy to be looked at
但是主的宝血已经洁净了我
but the Lord's blood has already cleansed me
我今天能够坦然无惧地来到施恩座前
I can come boldly before the throne of grace
我今天能够同众圣徒一同来主的宴席擘饼
I canGather with all the saints to enjoy the Lord's table.
是因着他。
It is because of.
完全是因着加略山的十字架。
Absolutely and completely as a result of Calvary.
因着我看见我的软弱。
because I see my weakness.
所以我来仰望主。
So I can look to the Lord.
所以我来投靠主。
So I can trust in the Lord.
谁是真的得胜的？
Who is the true overcomer?
乃是经历过失败的人。
It's someone who has experienced failure.
谁能够真的站住呢？
Who is able to stand firm?
只有经过跌倒，你才知道什么叫站住，对不对？
Only someone who has fallen knows what it means to stand firm.
弟兄姊妹，你我的道路。
So brothers and sisters, the path for you and I.
神没有叫，没有我们的路，真的不是说什么那首诗歌，我们的道路两旁都是玫瑰。
So just like there's a hymn that says that our path is not just all roses.
对对，都不是鲜花。我们的天空也不是长蓝，对不对？
And the heavens.
No, blue sky. Yeah. Sky is always blue.
Sky is not always blue.
当我们在这样实际的生活经历当中，
So in our experience,
我们学习看我们主的伟大仆人保罗是怎么过的。
We can learn from Paul's life how he lived.
保罗的经历就应当是你我的经历。
Paul's experience should be our experience.
保罗夸自己的软弱。
Paul boasts of his weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前一样可以夸自己的软弱。
And brothers and sisters, we also before the Lord should boast about our weaknesses.
因为唯有基督。
Because it is only Christ.
只有基督。
Only Christ.
在你我夸我们的软弱，他的能力可以覆庇我们。
It is only when we boast about our weaknesses that Christ's power can dwell in us.
我们重复刚才读的八个大字，不再是我。
Again, those eight keywords.
乃是基督。
It is not I, but Christ.
保罗的经历。
That's Paul's experience.
我们基督徒应该有的经历。
And that's the experience that we Christians should have.
好，我们再还可以交通一个点啊。
Another point we can fellowship on.
这个点让我们也看见，我们人的缺失无能的一面。
And this point touches on our weaknesses.
也是我们熟悉的圣经路加福音十八章。
And it's also a passage we're familiar with, Luke chapter 18.
这里呢，这故事弟兄姊妹熟悉，我们就不读它了啊。
Brothers and sisters are familiar with the story, so we're not going to read it.
你知道这个少年官来到主耶稣面前。
You know that this ruler came before the Lord Jesus.
他说主啊，夫子，他说夫子。
He says, good teacher.
我该做什么才能够承受永生呢？
What shall I do to inherit eternal life?
那么主耶稣就对他说了，你为什么称我为良善呢？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
And Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone.
所以主就说，诫命你是晓得的，不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，当孝敬父母。
And Jesus says, you know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and mother.
你知道这位少年人了不起啊。
You know this,
少年官。
That this rich young ruler is quite something.
你知道今天做官都是贪污对不对？
You know that a lot of times these rulers are very,
corrupt. 无官不贪对不对？
A lot of times these rulers are very corrupt.
所以这个少年人敢说他不没有奸淫，没有杀人，没有偷盗，没有做假见证，而且还孝敬父母。
And so that's why this ruler would say that I have not committed adultery, I have not murdered, I have not stolen, not bear false witness.
对，他是个年轻的官，年轻有为的官。
And he has kept these things from his youth.
年轻官对。然后呢，他回答怎么说呢？他说这一切。我从小都遵守了。
And so this young ruler says, all these things I have kept from my youth.
这个不得了啊。
That's impressive.
在一个少年官能够把这些都全部守住了。
That this young ruler is able to observe all these commandments.
所以他就觉得呢，我已经应该差不多了。
So he feels I've done enough.
但是主耶稣听见以后怎么说呢？
So then after hearing this, what did Jesus say?
耶稣听见就说, 你还缺少一件。
So when Jesus heard this, he said to him, one thing you still lack.
你还缺少一件。
One thing you still lack.
这一件在这里是指什么呢?
And what is that one thing he still lacks?
要变卖你一切所有的分给穷人,就必有财宝在天上。
Sell all that you possess and distribute it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven.
好,最后,你还要来跟从我。
And come, follow me.
他听见这话就甚忧愁,因为他很富足。
So when this young ruler heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich.
好,这段经文有一个重点,弟兄姊妹。
There's an important point in this passage.
这个少年官,
this rich young ruler,
他已经达到了律法规定的很多条件,他都达到了。
He has already attained all the requirements of the law.
换句话说, 主耶稣给他开出来的, 他说诫命你是知道的,这几条他都做到了。他拍胸口说,我从小就遵守了。
And so Jesus had said to him, you know the commandments, and then afterwards the young ruler says, all these things I've kept from my youth.
但是主说,你还缺少一件。But
then the Lord says, you still lack one thing.
那么这一件是什么呢?
And what is that one thing?
这一件对这个少年官来说,就是要变卖一切,分给穷人,然后跟随主。
And that one thing is he needs to sell everything he possesses, distribute it to the poor.
所以他就忧忧愁愁走了。
So then he was very sad and he walked away.
这里说到一个原则,
this speaks of a principle.
缺少一件,
one thing you still lack.
主要少年官看见他缺少一件。
The Lord wanted him to see that there is still one thing he lacked.
假若少年官把第六件,就是主说的,变卖一切,做到呢?
Now, if this young ruler had also achieved that one thing to sell all he possessed and distributed to the poor,
他就能够承受永生吗?
Then would he have been able to inherit eternal life?
主会跟他说还缺少一件。
The Lord would still say, there's one thing you still lack.
这个缺少一件是个原则。
This one thing that's still lacking is a principle.
我们这个人的本相,在主的面前,我们永远是缺少的。
By nature, we are always lacking something before the Lord.
我们主要少年官看见他的不能自救。
What the Lord wanted this young rich ruler to see was that he could not inherit eternal life by himself.
他不能够靠着守律法来得着救恩。
He could not depend on keeping the commandments to obtain eternal life.
换句话说, 他可以说他已经守了50件。 不止五件,五件事情,50件他守了。
So he could keep five commandments.
但是主仍然会对他说,还缺少一件。
But the Lord said, well, you're still missing one thing.
可能你做到了500件。
You may have been able to accomplish 500 things.
但是主仍然会对你我说,还缺少一件。
But then the Lord will still say to you, you're still lacking one thing. Because there is no good in our flesh. Because in our flesh, there's so much corruption.
只有一个人,
only one man.
我们再说那八个大字,
again, the eight words, it is not I but Christ.
今天当我们还靠着己的生命活着的时候,
so when we depend on his life to live,
我们在主面前一直是还缺少一件。
When we depend on our own strength to live, we are still lacking one thing before the Lord.
当你我在走这条道路,
and when we're walking on this way,
当你我渴望能够过一个神所定规的得胜的生活的时候,
and when we hope to live out a life that's an overcoming life,
当你我羡慕追求我们要过一个正常的基督徒生活的时候,
and when we hope to and thirst after this normal Christian life,
我们在主面前谦卑的要看见,
before the Lord we need, in humility we need to see,
主总会让你我看见,
and the Lord will always let you see,
我们缺少一件,
that there's one thing we're lacking.
你有你的缺少。
You have your weakness.
我有我的缺少。
I have my weaknesses.
他有他的缺少。
And he has his weaknesses.
神光照我们。
And God shines his light in us.
圣灵开启我们。
And the Holy Spirit will enlighten us.
在弟兄姊妹的聚聚里头。
That in the assembly with the saints,
我们彼此的交通。
When we fellowship together,
圣灵借着主的话来提醒我们。
The Holy Spirit through his word will remind us.
弟兄姊妹提醒我，我缺少一件。
Brother or sister may remind me that something I'm lacking.
我们都有缺少的那件。
We all have something that we're lacking.
这样我们在主面前有一个心。
Only in this way will we have a heart before the Lord.
我们知道我们唯有真的依靠他。
To know that it is only by trusting in him.
因为当你我越自，如果太多的自信。
Because when we think that we have so many accomplishments,
我们就不可能看见我们缺少一件。
We cannot see that we're lacking one thing.
我们就会像少年官一样的，我都做到了。
We'll be like that rich young ruler, I've done everything.
你所吩咐的我都做到了。
Everything you've commanded, I've done.
我每天读经。
Every day I read the Bible.
我也祷告。
I pray.
我有聚会。
I gather together.
我有做这样做那样。
I do this and I do that.
我也殷勤。
And I,
要殷勤。Diligent.
And I'm diligent.
我该做都做了。
What I'm supposed to do, I do.
你主所吩咐的我都做了。
What God has commanded, I've done.
但是主说你还缺少一件。
But the Lord says, you still lack one thing.
我想缺少一件这个原则应该是你我在主面前的学习。
I think this concept of lacking this one thing is a lesson that we all need to learn.
让你我在我们的主面前永远都看见在这条路上离开你我们不能做什么。
So that we will come to see and learn that apart from the Lord, there's nothing that we can do.
我们年轻的时候都比较自信一点。
When we are young, we're more strong-minded.
过了五十以后过了半个世纪以后呢这自信心就少了一点。
And then after you turn 50, this strong will starts to diminish.
我们 这边右边的大概除掉少数的可能 都已经过了五十了。
So most of the people on the right-hand side are probably over 50 years old.
所以这边的自信比较少一点。
So this stronger personality is less.
因为有经历了。
Because of experience.
当然我不是说你年岁大了你就不骄傲了。
Of course, I'm not saying that because when you get older, you're no longer proud.
有时候越老越吃老本。
Sometimes when you get older, you're prouder.
你要一直记得你以前的得胜。
You have to remember back then you're overcoming life.
中国人常常说想当年。
A lot of times Chinese people will say to think back on when you were on your youth.
什么叫想当年啊？
What does it mean to reflect back on your youth?
我们中国人都懂得。
Chinese people understand this.
一想当年呢，就是讲他以前怎么辉煌。
And when they say to reflect back on your youth, it is to look back to see how you used to live your life.
当年我如何？
Back then I did this.
今天我真是虎落平阳。我今天在这里洗盘子。
And,
在中餐馆洗盘子。
So now in a Chinese restaurant, I'm washing dishes.
我以前怎样怎样。
Back then, I did such and such things.
弟兄姊妹，主要我们每天谦卑地来到他面前。
The Lord wants us to come humbly before him daily.
取每天的马拉。
To gather and receive our daily manna.
看见我们里头的无能。
To see our faults.
看见你我自己的里头的软弱。
To see our weaknesses.
所以我们要在他面前得供应。
So that's why we need to come before him to receive strength and help.
我们要在他面前取天上的灵粮。
We need to ask for the heavenly bread.
我们要在他里头得生命的活水。
We need to receive from him the living waters.
来供应我今天的应时的需要。
To provide for our daily need.
来面对我今天的挑战。
To help me face today's battle.
来面对我今天所面临的艰难。
To help face today's difficulties.
来面对我今天所遇见的挫折。
To help face the problems that are ahead of me.
来面对我今天可能会产生的骄傲。
To face the pride that I might be today.
让你我更多来一点点的来像主他自己。
So that little by little I can become more like the Lord Himself.
好让他的生命
So that His life
真正在你我里头流露出来。
So that the life of Christ can truly flow forth from us.
在你我每天的生活里头
So that every day in our life
在你我的家庭生活里头
That in our family life
工作场所里头
In our work life
学校里头
School life
社会生活里头
Assembly life
教会生活里头
Church life
见证出这个光来
To be able to shine forth this life
活出这个生命来
To live out this life
离开主我们不能做什么
Because apart from the Lord, we can do nothing by our own strength.
不再是我，乃是基督。
Not I, but Christ.
所以我们的路在哪里？
So where is our road?
我们今天只能我们就交通到这几个点。
So today we can only share on these few points.
盼望主真是圣灵借着他自己的话。
We hope that the Lord through His Holy Spirit
能够来说在你我们深处
that through his word he would speak into our hearts
好让我们每一天
so that every day
每早晨
every morning
我们是新鲜的活在他面前
we live before him in a new way every morning
谦卑的来到他面前
to humbly come before him
他也一定这位信实的主他一定来供应我们
and this faithful Lord he always will provide for us
我们稍微提一下得胜者。
So we want to bring up a reminder about the overcomer.
我们说的得胜者不是一般了不起的人。
Overcomers are not those who are,
了不起。
Just like very, they're like hot shots.
Yes. 得胜者是一些愿意谦卑活在主面前。
But overcomers are people who are willing to live humbly before the Lord.
我们那组我们弟兄姊妹交通这个得胜的时候
And so in a group meeting we have fellowshiped on the overcomer.
所以我们的弟兄姊妹提到一个点挺好
And our brother brought up a point that's very good.
一个得胜者就是说今天我在主面前能够活在主面前
An overcomer is someone who can live before the Lord.
不是今天在这件事上在这我面对的一个事上我得胜了
That today, in this specific situation, he's able to overcome.
Yeah, 我是阿们这样的讲法。
And I amen to this statement.
得胜者不是说我做了什么大事。
Overcomer is not some great work that I've done.
当然有做大事的。
Of course, there are great works, brothers and sisters.
神的恩典，神的拣选。
By God's grace, by God's choice.
得胜的生活，今天2016年10月9号。
But brothers and sisters, October 9th, 2016, today, before the Lord, have I lived out that overcoming life? Tomorrow starts a new day. Don't say, today I live before the Lord in such a way.
是的，主向我说话了。
Yes, the Lord spoke to me.
我们要遵守主的话。
We need to obey God's word.
我们要把主的话牢记在我们里头。
And we need to treasure and store God's word.
这些是我们要记住的。
And this is something we need to remember.
这些是主宝贵的话语。
This is God's precious word.
我们要忘记的是自己。
We have to forget ourselves.
忘记背后是忘记自己。
To forget what lies behind is to forget ourselves.
昨天过去了。
To say yesterday has passed.
昨天是历史。
Yesterday's history.
十月十号。
October 10th.
2016年
2016,
新的一月
is a new day.
我们来到主面前
We come before the Lord.
我们每个人
Every one of us.
这是你自己在主面前的生活
This is our personal life before the Lord.
我们求主恩待我们
We ask God to be gracious to us.
求主怜悯我们
May the Lord have mercy on us.
主在他的教会中
That the Lord among his churches.
在这末了的时代
That in these end times.
他在呼召得胜者
That he would call out overcomers.
得胜者不是一个地位
Overcomer is not a position.
得胜者不是某某人啊，站在这里讲道。
An overcomer is not someone such a person who stands here and preaches.
不一定指某某人站在这里。
It's not just someone who speaks.
得胜者不一定指某某是执事长老。
An overcomer is not just an elder or overseer.
得胜者是 所拣神在他的团体基督身体里所拣选出来的一些器皿。
An overcomer is someone whom the Lord has chosen out of his people, the body of Christ.
我们可不可以这样说，神在末了时代。
We can say that in the end times,
为着他的教会的见证。
For the testimony of his church.
在他的家中拣选一些得胜者，呼召一些得胜者。
In his house, he calls out overcomers.
但是这些得胜者的目的。
But the purpose of these overcomers
是为着见证神的教会。
Is to bear witness to God's church.
换句话说，得胜者不是说他一个人要怎样怎样。
In other words, to say it's not to say that an overcomer does such and such.
得胜者是为着基督身体的见证。
But the overcomer does these things for the testimony of the body of Christ.
启示录七个教会。
There are seven churches in Revelation.
我们看见主在那里呼召得胜者。
We see in each church God calling out to the overcomers. For what?
没有一个人有名字，对不对？
No one has a name, right?
主在那里呼召一些得胜者出来。
God calls out some overcomers.
要见证在他家中，见证这个团体的生命。
To bear witness in his house, to bear witness in his body.
什么是教会？
What is the church?
基督在就是教会。
Where Christ is, that's the church.
金灯台。
What is the lampstand?
必须是神的同在。
There has to be
God's
presence,
有灯台。
Christ's presence. If there's a lamp, then there's a lampstand.
金代表了神。
If there's a light, there's a lampstand.
灯是见证发光的。
And the light brings out light.
See,
as a lamp brings forth light.
神在他的家中。
So God is in his house.
呼召一些在这个团体里头能够见证耶稣基督生命的。
And he calls out those who can bear witness of the life of Christ.
让教会在这里成为金灯台。
So that the church could be the golden lampstand.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
因为在这个末了时代。
Because in these end times.
我们每一位。
Because every one of us.
都愿意在主面前。
Are willing to be before the Lord.
来仰望他。
To look to him.
纵然我们软弱。
Even though we are weak.
但是他是我们的能力。
But he is our strength.
纵然我们失败。
Even though we may fall,
但是他是我们的得胜。
But he is our overcomer.
纵然我们卑微。
Even though we may have regrets,
但是他是我们的圣洁。
But he is our holiness.
纵然我们失信。
So may we be faithful.
但是他永不失信。
Even though we may be faithless, he remains faithful.
耶稣基督从昨日、今日到永远都是一样的。
Christ Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever.
但愿我们一同追求仰望这位昔在、今在、永在的神。
So may we seek and pursue together the Lord who is and who was and who is to come.
靠着他的怜悯恩典，每早晨的怜悯恩典。
That by relying on his grace and his mercy,
你我都能够过一个神所定规的基督徒的得胜。
That by relying on His grace and mercy every morning, we are able to live out that overcoming life.
好，我们低头一些祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们只有低头敬拜。
Lord, we can only bow our heads in worship.
因为实在是你从万族万民中呼召了我们。
Because truly you have called us out.
靠着你儿子的宝血。
By your Son's precious blood.
让我们这些人被得洁净，成为神的儿子。
So that we can be cleansed and be Children of God,
成为神家的人，有君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，属神的子民。
So that we can be a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for your own possession.
我们感谢你，今日你仍在带领我们。
We thank you, Lord, that you always lead us.
你在带领我们奔走这条属天的道路。
To lead us to run the spiritual race before us.
我们求你继续加能力给小子们。
And we ask that you would add strength to all of us.
让我们每日每早晨。真是能够、停留侍立在你面前。
So that every day, every morning, we may come before you.
赐给我们一颗渴慕你的心。
To have a heart that thirsts to please, that seeks to please you.
一个爱你、追求你的心。
A heart to love you and pursue after you.
好让我们真是不辜负、没有、在这样的生活上没有真是更少的软弱、更少的失败。
So that in this life we may continue to decrease our weaknesses.
能够更多在你面前过出一个、得胜的生活。
and to live before you this overcoming life.
求你恩待怜悯我们。
May you be gracious to us.
我们祷告感谢靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.